Plans for San Pablo's new police headquarters are to build it right next to City Hall. It would feature a 20-lane indoor gun range and be a training facility for other Bay Area law enforcement agencies. The building of a two-story, 46,000-square-foot police headquarters and training center has alarmed some residents who marched outside the police department against the move. Juan Luz is with the Stop Cop Campus Coalition.
Whenever the money has been filtered into expanding the police, to expanding their facilities, their weaponry, it often results in intensified policing, more brutality, more instances where communities can be surveilled.
San Pablo Police Captain Brian Bubar tells KPFA News their existing building is a renovated retail store and no longer fits the department's growing needs. He says the police department has grown some 30% over the last two decades. Bonds would finance the project, though he didn't specify which ones. He says surveys they've done show 80% support for the new facility, which will bring in law enforcement from around the bay to their large-scale indoor gun range. He says most ranges are smaller, with up to 8 lanes. Their new one would be more than twice that size. Lou says surveys show the community actually wants investments in other services. He says the price tag of up to $43 million would be better spent elsewhere.
In the San Pablo citizen surveys, they consistently find that citizens want attention to the local quality of education and to affordable housing. So citizens are much more concerned with social services that will support them, as opposed to this campus that will so-called prevent or combat crime.
Bubar says they've already held a series of community meetings about their new headquarters, but they're willing to talk to community members with concerns about it. It's been in the works since 2020. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.